We're live. We're back. And we're live.
The first thing you said.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I was sure it was under today.
Yeah, it's dumb. How are you?
Sore.
Tell everybody why I'm sore. Tell the world.
Tanning bed. That's all I'm going to do.
That's all I'm going to do.
Wait. Oh my God, I remember those sweaters.
It's all you want
to do.
So, did you like your hiking experience? Okay.
It's like the first amusement park on a roller coaster, or like newest roller coaster and on it, and you get really excited, and all of a sudden you go down the hill, and you lose your stomach. It's hiking.
I'm ready for news. I want to be newsified, please.
So Rob Thomas is apologizing for making racial slurs.
Okay, quotes.
I don't think it was racial.
Okay.
But
Thomas is a guy from Matchbook 20 here.
Matchbook 20.
Okay, got that.
And he is in Australia doing his show out in Australia. He's caught on camera saying, you know, he's going to drink until he's Australian. He's going to drink. He's a little Australian girl. And people freak out because he said, I'm going to drink until I'm black Australian. And I'm like,
I don't even know what that means. What's black Australian?
I guess being black Australian.
I
wasn't going to say seal, but seal's from Australia.
But, I'm saying black Australian. Like, he's drinking. I mean, I just think he's
a silly guy.
Yeah, okay.
And so he's apologizing because he said black Australian. And that's racial. And he means to be racist.
Black Australian. Okay. Next.
So.
Bizarre.
That's not racist.
I don't think it's racist.
That's PC police, yeah. All right, so Taylor Swift has donated $250,000 to Kesha since she lost her court election to Dr. Luke.
What?
Right. To show support in the accusations that Mr. Luke has drugged her and sexually abused her. She's giving support. Mother artist, I don't know so much of pain. Demi Lovato, on the other hand.
Oh.
The touch. So tonight, she did a little song called That I'm Impressed So Much, and I think Demi Lovato was singing it to herself in the shower, and then she did.
Well, kind of funny, I guess. Gave her money.
I'm like, how come we didn't give the 50,000 women that accuse Bill Cosby of drugging and raping them.
Yeah,
money.
Give them money. Give Cosby money. Yeah. All right, what else?
So Kris Jenner sued hard, so hard for that a voiceover was trying to stop the booing until Culture Club performed. She came out and was talking about how she met Boy George in France and it was like in love with him and wanted to be him. You know, so Bruce Jenner becomes a woman. Kris Jenner becomes Boy George.
Where was this?
This is at the iHeart Radio show.
Okay.
And she was, of course, introducing Culture Club. And
do you really wanna hurt me?
Okay. So she, you know, says
Boy George.
Okay. And everyone told her, or you couldn't hear it. You know, so had a woman. Hey, people, that's a culture start playing. They're like, you know, there's like to start playing, kissing that kind of through the crowd to start dancing and cheering. All right, so I have a list of people that are introducing a trick.
Okay.
So, others is Rob Thomas introducing. The Blacks are introducing, and Lars Ulrich is introducing.
Who's Lars introducing?
They're predictions Purple. No, Deep Purple.
Yeah,
I think he's the one from Deep Purple because I think Black Keys is doing Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, I would get I would
and then
I would
is doing Andy Miller.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah, I would see Lars do Deep Purple opposed to Chicago, but Deep Purple.
Yeah, cool. I played with them. But only be cool if you played with them if.
What's the main focus this year?
Because
you know they always have like the one main. I bet you they'll do
NWA.
NWA. They'll get them all played. And they can, they're all back except for the Jack and Jack. Takes the role of the guy with AIDS. What else?
David, okay. Before I say his name, David Bowie. I said his name. I said before, and before he died, he met with these people from Instagram that created Insta mini series. And February 26th, there's 16 episodes hashtag Insta mini series of David Bowie's music life, so his career and different videos, different clips. During, you know, this song, how he's doing that song, and the main focus is on Black Star, which is the last album that came out right before that.
Mm-hmm.
So now Instagram has gone into the whole.
Well, you know what I find funny about that? When Lady Gaga did her Bowie tribute, and she did the 10 songs, and she kind of mashed them all together, and then she opened the coloring on her face and all the costumes. You know, Bowie's son criticized it. Like, he on the internet, and he was talking about how it was more of a, something about it being more of a, instead of a tribute, it was more like a, an ad for a computer company.
Oh, the Intel.
Yeah, the Intel thing. You know, he was very, 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 just, he had the attitude of, you know, my dad was this pioneer who didn't care about commercial success. He didn't deal that Bowie did with Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is so commercial, and it's so now, and it's so
beyond Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but it's so beyond, and if you think about it, it kind of in line with what Lady Gaga did, we're doing this thing with Instagram, where it's like, oh, these songs, it's all Lady Gaga did. So it's funny to listen to the son talk as if his dad was a commercial. That's like, my dad isn't commercial.
Soon, that he couldn't be able to appreciate this. So it's one of the things is that you don't know. You can't speak for anybody.
You know, Ed, one of the best speeches, and they showed in the, I don't know word, but they show it in highlights when they advertise Rock and Roll Fame. It was John Mellencamp. Got an award, and he's thanking people. And he joked how he was the first guy, he was the guy that was the first one to look to see what the critics said about myself. I didn't care about where my record placed on the charts. I was the first one to care about. He did a funny thing of, you say you don't care. You say you're not about being commercial. You don't want to sell records. It's all about your music. But that BS, because you want music to sell millions of records. You want to be on movies. You want to have awards. You want all that. Just have that position of, oh, I don't care. It's the
thing. It's also an act, because it's an act for those kind of viewers, like, where it can feel like a connection to some people, where
of course.
Yeah, you don't care. So why should I care what people say? Why should I care what how I feel and what I am. So
yeah.
Kind of,
it's all about the music, man. Yeah. You know, it's all about the music. It's not about, you know, it's like, oh, BS, dude.
You can imagine Metallica is like one of those bands that you look at them and go, they don't care if you've done like two people.
But they 100% yeah. care. You know, they were the ones that got, they were the first band to really get
heat because there was a pictorial that came out in one of like the sports magazines or news weekly little thing, and a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's huge. Is he?
He's already a big guy. So the fact that they're kind of questioning is like he's always been a big guy.
So is he? He Rob big?
No, he's like the football player Eddie Lacy.
Out
Packer Street Eddie Lacy. But he says he hasn't been asked by the Red Sox to lose weight, saying that he looked better a couple months ago when they didn't have to worry about. But since he's at camp, who knows? It's like an angle pick, but he is a pretty big dude. But
that's funny. You gotta love.
But to me, it's like, but in baseball, it's a third baseman. All you gotta do is just make sure four out.
Well, you gotta love baseball just because they are out of shape. Not all of them.
No.
But there's more that are out of shape and hefty and fat.
Because you know what?
Than there
different.
Are in shape. Like football, you have a position like a lineman where they're supposed to be that. There is no position in baseball where you're.
That are known for hitting. They're known for being in shape. You have to run. And there's a difference between the guys who are basemen that don't necessarily. That would be cool. Hit a home run, blow, but we don't need to hit a home run because we have all the other people on the Red Sox that are the home run hitters. I can't even tell my head who the number one home runner guy is, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well.
That's so Greg Hardy might be officially being released after weeks and weeks and weeks of debate from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they say, oh, it's because of me, because he's scary. He's a scary guy. So, it was like, someone wants to deal with him, I'm not dealing with him.
Give it to me.
Tiger Woods, since he had two back surgeries this past fall 2015, he's worsened. Apparently, the surgery that he does to make you better, it's not making him better. He can't say that. He has to be fine. And there's no immediate return because it's a big open that's going to happen here soon that he cannot even be a part of. Well, he most likely won't be a part of.
I don't know why he just doesn't retire. He's just not. Mm-hmm. Not because of, injuries, sport, and so on. The ought to do is retire and then rehab his back and then get ready to go on the senior tour as he gets a little older.
What's
that money
Nicholson?
For those guys.
Is that his name?
Yeah, but he's way old now.
He's Palmer's age, huh? Arnold Palmer's age, right?
Yeah, he's older.
Who was the manager at the Dodgers, the manager at the Yankees. He's the new manager at the Miami Marlins, and he has him in a no facial hair rule. After rocking a mustache for many years while he managed the Yankees,
yep.
He shaved it, and now the Marlins can't have any facial hair. And he didn't have that rule when he was with the Dodgers or the Yankees, but the Marlins can't have it.
Hell yeah.
It's like, that's baseball. You're supposed to have facial hair. Baseball. Come on now.
I think it's great. I think it's great.
And that was the thing, you know, the Yankees.
It's a change. It's a change of culture. That's real. And managers and coaches and people like that come in and do things of that nature. It's more about changing a culture. So when a coach comes to a football team change the culture, because the more coaches classroom, where the kids are like, oh, Mr. Bremen or whatever it was, you know, he treated us like we were his equal. He would let us chew gum in class. But, and the new teacher comes in and goes, well, guess what? You all have been getting C's. So apparently what he was doing wasn't good, because we all get C's. So no more chewing gum, no more this. We're going to do it. Same thing. Get a team like Garland, who haven't been winning. And they have all of this baggage. Well, we normally do this, we normally do it. And it's like, no, this is how we're going to do it. We're all going to shave. And people go, what's that got to do with winning? But it's a culture. Why is Billy
Baltimore? Go to extremepolitics.com to get all your awesome news that you can always